Klal Aleph of the Kundros HaSvekas is about Muchzak in general. Klal Vav is about specifically the concept of Ein Hol for the Mamon Achar Harov. And Klal Vav Os Yud Aleph, several Se'ifim, in particular Klal Vav Sif Yud Aleph, the Kundros HaSvekas takes up the question of what do you do if you have a Rov, Ein Hol for the Mamon Achar Harov, but that's only, as you already pointed out earlier, if there's actually a muchzak. It has a Ramban, which we may see later in the year, that we do follow Rov and Mammon if there's no muchzak. We actually may see the Ramban relatively soon. So he says, he wants to know in Klal Vav, if you're Aleph, how about would Shmuel say Ein Holchem Amon Acharov if there's no Mufsuk, just Cheskes Marakam? And he has several rayos that a Rov loses to Cheskes Marakama, and every time he has a raya, a Gemara in Bava Basra, and every time he has a raya, he says, well, there's a way out of it. And here has very fascinating language. He says, I don't have any definitive proof that Rov loses to Cheskes Marakama, but Lizet Dati Nota. So I strongly suspect that Rov loses to Cheskes Marakama. And that aligns with the second approach that the Kundros HaSvekas had laid out back in Klal Aleph. I had shown you an excerpt from Klal Aleph Se'if Hei. He was already talking where he had, you remember, he had raised the question of how come Cheskes Marakama works at all, and if it works at all, how come Simchus rejects it? And the Kundros HaSvekas, you remember, had two answers to the question why Simchus rejects it, and his second answer, which seems to be his dominant answer. He already spoken about it even before in Aleph Dalet, and it's his second answer in Aleph Hey. And it's aligned with what he writes in Vav Yud Aleph, that the answer is, the Kundros HaSvekas says, that Cheskes Marakama is an extension of Muchzak. It's not based on Chazaka Demeikara. Looks like it. He says he doesn't think Chazaka Demeikara works in the world of Mammon, because if it did, Simchus would accept it as well. He says, clearly, Chazak Demeikara is a concept that's limited to Tumah and to Isser. We're talking yesterday, Rav Schechter's approach based on the Gemaras and based on the Vilna Gaon in Parsha Shoftim, that Mammon, Isser, and Tumah are really sort of separate subfields, independent subfields of Halacha. And often we'll say, Mimona me Isur lo yofinan, the Gemara will say, or Isur mi Tumah lo yofinan. So the Kundros HaSvekas suggests, here's an example of that. We do not port the concept of Chazaka Demeikara from Tumah and Isser to Mammon. There is no concept of Chazaka Demeikara by Mammon. If there were, Simchus would accept it. That's his second teretz. Simchus would have accepted Chazaka Demeikara Mammon. Apparently, Chazaka Demeikara has no place in the world of Mammon. Cheskes Marakama, which the Chachamim accept, the answer is, Cheskes Marakama, that's not Chazaka Demeikara, that's the Chiddush of the Chachamim, which Simchus perhaps doesn't accept, that too makes you a Muchzak. And let's just clarify this idea a little more. The Kundros HaSvekas is kind of with a fascinating Chiddush, that when we say, we saw that based on Trumas Hadeshin and others, there's a Schus. If you're the Muchzak, you have the right, based on Svara and perhaps also based on the Pasuk, you have the right to demand Raya Alimtev. I am Muchzak on a particular piece of property. I'm Muchzak on an asset. So I have the right to hold on to it until you demonstrate superior proof, even higher standard of evidence than would normally be required in other areas of Halacha. I have the right to demand Raya Alimtev, and until you show me Raya Alimtev, overwhelming proof, I have the right to hold on to the item upon which I'm muchzak. How do I become a muchzak? So, pashup shad, you become a muchzak through present possession. it's not provably mine right now, but it is provably in my possession. Present possession, muhsak dahashta. The kunshas hasfekas is suggesting that that's one way to have the status of muhsak. But there's another way to have the status of muhsak, rather than present possession, is past ownership. If I can prove that at a previous point in time I owned this, so that also makes me a muhsak. And that's chezkas marakama. Now, of the two drivers of muhsak, which is stronger, present possession or past ownership?
Present
possession. That's the Gemara in Daf Kuf, in Bava Metzia, right? The Gemara says, if someone's muhsak, so then you're going to follow muhsak dahashta. If not, the mez ba'agam, there's no present muhsak, so then let's look at marakama. So you see, but what the Kunshas HaSfekas is saying is that present possession and past ownership are both facts that could generate a status of muhsak. So either, so muhsak dahashta or marakama, they both have, marakama, in the absence of any muhsak dahashta, if there's a muhsak dahashta, he's the muhsak. If someone has possession of the item, he's the muhsak. If the calf is in the guy's backyard, so he's the muhsak. But if it's not anyone's backyard, then we move down the hierarchy. We say, well, if there's a known past owner, if we know that one of these guys used to own it, so he becomes a muhsak. It's not just we know he used to own it. The fact that he used to own it makes him now the muhsak. And he has all the rights and privileges of Amotzi Mechavera, all right. That's the chiddush of the Kuntras HaSfekas. And that's why I realized I didn't unpack it enough yesterday, when I said that the Kuntras HaSfekas understands that the din of Cheskas Marakama is an extension of Muhsak. Meaning, it's working by the same underlying din. You're not a Muhsak Tahashti, you don't have present possession, but the Gemara is being machadish that the same way present possession makes you the muhsak, makes you the presumed owner, and therefore you have the right hamotze mechaveh l'raya. So too, to a lesser extent, past ownership, being the marakama, also can make you the muhsak, and therefore you'll have the rights of hamotze mechavero, all of haraya. So it's a chiddush. I wouldn't have necessarily guessed on my own that being the marakama, being the known past owner, makes me muhsak. Okay, that's the chiddush. So now, that's why, unsurprisingly, the number one in Aleph Hey, the piece of Kuntras HaSfekas you have in front of you, the Kuntras HaSfekas uses this notion. Namely, that Cheskas Marakama is an extension of Muhsak. It's another way to become Muhsak. It's a very appealing Svara, but it's not self-evident. It's not a Milsud of Shita. So there's room for some Chus to disagree. So now we understand, Machlokas, some Chus of Chachamim, is do you accept this Chiddush that there's more than one way to become Muhsak? And specifically, that being a Marakama can give you, in the lack of any muhsak dahashta, the marakama is next in line to have the status of muhsak, and the other one is a motzi. So Chacham says yes, and Simcha says apparently no. Okay, so we understand that. So now there's room to have that was the issue that he had raised in Aleph Hey. How do you explain the Chacham in a way that you could also explain Simcha? Now we understand. Chacham says there's this expansion, this extension, this second form of Hamotzi Mechaveh L'Raya, and Simcha says no. Okay. And then in Vav Yud Aleph, later in the Kuntras HaSfekas, we understand, well, unsurprisingly, he argues that Rove does not work against the Marakama. Why? Because Marakama is a Muchzak. The Chiddush Marakama, if there's no Muchzak Dahashta, then the Marakama is considered to be the Muchzak. Okay? See, exactly. So there are Motze Mechavel of Haraya. We pass like Shmuel, the Hamotze Mechavel of Raya doesn't just mean a Raya, it means the Raya, Raya Limta, Tainas Bari is not enough, Rove is not enough. So the same way Rove You can't, Shmuel holds you cannot be motzi from a normal muhzik dahashta using a robe. Who are dinamis? There's no muhzik dahashta, then you cannot be motzi from the marakama using the robe. Because again, the kuntus hasvekas is of the opinion that cheskes marakama is really a type of muhzik. His brother, and so again, nafkamina number one is rov neged chazmak, rov neged cheskes marakam. The kuntras vegas says the rov does not work because the marakam is a muhzik. Ein holchem achar rov. Whereas his brother, Xos, Shin, so he wrote explicitly in multiple places in Xos, he quotes that he wrote in the Shev Shmaitza, that what? That Rov does work. Holchen Acher Harov. You do. Holchen Acher Harov. Holchen Acher Harov Neged Cheskes Marakama. Why? Because he said, well, that's just normal Ruba of a Chazaka Ruba Adif. Rove versus Cheskes Marakama? Yeah, that's Kiddush and Dafe. He says, this is elementary. Why is it elementary? It's elementary if you assume that Cheskes Marakama is just an example of Chazaka de Meikara. Or you'll see other terms like Chazaka de Kamaisa or Cheskes Isen. They're just different phrases. The same concept. So that's the fundamental chakira. Is cheskes marakama this an aspect of muhzik? Is there another way to become a muhzik? And that's the chiddush over which the chachamim and simchas are arguing. Or no, the Ksav says it's just an example of a pre-existing concept. We all know about chazaka d'meikara. So chazaka d'meikara can mean it was tame yesterday. Assume it's tame today. So chazaka d'meikara can mean the mikvah was full yesterday. Assume it's full today. Or chazaka meikar could be this belonged to Reuven yesterday. Chazaka, it still belongs to Reuven today. That's like so. It's just an application, not even an extension. Just an application of chazaka meikar. So they says, well, then of course it loses to Rov. Of course it loses to Rov. The Ruva chazaka Ruvadim. We know that Rov wins over chazaka meikar. We know that Rov loses, according to Shmuel, Rov loses to Muhsa. So the question is, where does Marakama fall? That is the machlokas ksos akunshus asvekas. I'm not saying it's the only one in all of Choshen Mishpat, but if someone says the machlokas ksos akunshus asvekas, they mean this machlokas ksos akunshus asvekas. Again, yesh lachar, what's the nature of the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Kuf and elsewhere talks about dinu cheskes marakama. What does that mean? Is that working midin Chazak in Eikara as a Ktsos right, or is it working within Muchzak, it's an extension of Muchzak, as a Kuntras Svekas right? Yeah?
This means that we've answered where does Cheskes Marakama come from. It's Machlokas, Ktsos, and Kuntras.
Correct. Machlokas, Ktsos, and Kuntras Svekas, and the Kuntras Svekas himself raises both versions. Right? Or maybe it's Chazak in Eikara, or maybe more likely, he thinks more likely. It's an offshoot of Muhsa. Yeah, Yehuda.
But his first answer wouldn't necessarily be that they're arguing,
yeah.
The
Kuntras is first answer. Right. But as I showed you, later in Vav Yud Aleph, he makes it clear, and even in the larger context of Klal Aleph, it seems pretty clear that he's really pretty convinced of this approach.
So like his first answer just was
to Jack. He said, well, one way to answer the detailed question of how does Simchas disagree, there may be another answer. Simchas thinks that Yachloku is based on Muchzak also. Okay. Maybe we'll get back to that when we get to Bava Basra Daf Lamed Hey. I believe not. But it says a second answer is directly drawing from his conception of Marakama as being a type of Muchzak. Mayor. Well, he does. I gave you a little piece to look at. There's more before and after also. Yeah, Emmett, one more question.
Doesn't the Gemara itself prove that the Kuntras HaSvekas is right? Because it says, Levi Ida Hamutzi Mekavero Ala Haraya. So that's clearly talking about Cheskes Marakama.
Gevaldik. That's a very, very strong point. It's a very, very strong point. The Gemara invokes the language of Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya in the context. Very, very, very sharp, Emmet. Right. The Pashtra in the Gemara is that Marakama is based on Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya. Fantastic. And what would the Ketzos say? I haven't found anyone who says it. What do you say? Well, we didn't really mean that. We just meant the other one loses out practically.
Well, is there another way to say that without using the word?
Right. So in context, we already said once, maybe it's being used as a phrase. It's being used. It's the simplest way to say it. But yeah, the simple reading of the Gemara definitely is like the Kuntres HaSekas. And where does that take you? So one implication of how you understand Cheskes Marakama is what does Rov do? What's the interaction? When you pour Rov and Marakama into a test tube, and it doesn't turn green or blue. What happens? Right. Another Nafkamina is, what would you say if you have a Chazaka against Cheskes Marakama? What would the Kuntres HaSekas say if one guy's a Marakama and the other guy has a Chazak in the Meikar? What would the Kuntres HaSekas say?
It's a
Muchzak.
Muchzak versus a
Chazak. Marakama's a Muchzak. Even Rov doesn't stand to Muchzak. Certainly Marakama. So if the Marakama wins against a Rov, the Marakama certainly should win against a Chazak in the Meikar. What would the Ketzos say about Chazaka, Cheskes Marakama against Chazaka Bekara? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a tie. Because they're both Chazaka Bekara. Who addresses this, Rabbi Hossein? Tosus. Our Tosus. Our Tosus had said, we had left off with a mysterious Tosus. Nochamol, Bamatia Davko, if I might come on, Mani Sumchazi, maybe it's like the Chachamim. The Mishnah of Machlo Parba Chamar, it says Yachloku. Why do we have to box ourselves into saying it's only a libud similar? It's a chachamim. Either chamol the Marakama. Yeah, but hachaleslan. Once again, inside Tosfos in the fifth wide line. But mitzia kuf amanav hachaleslan the mezal basa Marakama the ika chazaka acheret kenegda. On the one hand, you have Cheskes Marakama that tells me it belongs to the mocher. On the other hand, it's the Cheskes Muberes. We should assume that it gave birth as late as possible, and that would indicate in favor. Cheskes Muberes indicates in favor of the Lokeach. By the way, before we even see Tosfos and Teretz as a side point, no, let's keep going for now. What's Tosfos' answer? Yishlomer de Cheskes Marakama Chashiva Tvei. Well, no. Cheskes Marakama versus Cheskes Muberes. Cheskes Marakama is more chashuv. What is that? So we had left our last time. That seems sort of mysterious. You ask the good kasha, it's A versus B, and say, well, A is more chashuv. Why? So according to the Kuntres HaSekas, I think it's very, very clear. According to the simple read of the Tosfos is like the Kuntres HaSekas. That he's saying, no, you can't compare them. Cheskes Marakama is more chashuv than a stamach Cheskes Muberes. It's just a regular chazak of the car. We talk about Marakama. He becomes a muchzuk. That's much more significant. Cheskes Marakama chashiva tfei. The simple reading of Tosfos, I believe, is like the Kuntres HaSekas. So someone asked during Seder, so how would the Ketzos answer? Tosfos has a good kasha. Well, Maisa Tosfos has a good kasha. The kasha is, why does the Gemara imply that according to the Chachamim, the din is the Marakama wins, either there's a Chazak Nekar against him? Right? And halacha l'maisa, we pass like the Chachamim. Right? That's the implication of the Gemara is according to the Chachamim, in Machla Par Bachamar, Menes Ba'agam, the Mocher keeps the Vlad. Why? Because he's a Marakama. But there's a Cheskes Muberes that argues in favor of the Lokeach. So what talks up? According to the Tosfos, says, no, we ignore it. Why? So according to the Kuntres HaSekas, I understand well. That's exactly Cheskes Marakama versus Chazak Negara. But how would the Ketzos answer this question? So I'm not 100% sure. It could be, as I mentioned during Seder, I don't know, I need to look into this a little more. I mentioned yesterday the opening sugya in Maseches Nida, Daf Beis Daf Gimel, talks about what do you do when you have usually a chazaka the meikar is 2 points in time. Yesterday I knew it was the mikvah was malay, and today I'm a sukkah. But this opening sugya Nida talks about a 3 point chazaka. When yesterday the mikvah was malay, now the mikvah is chaser. So what was the story last night? So the chazaka de meikara tells me it was malay yesterday morning. It was malay last night too. On the other hand, it's not malay now. It has to have changed at some point. So when you have this sort of what we call a chazaka de meikara, chazaka of originally versus chazaka de hashta, I do have a second observation. So it's 3 points in time. Yesterday, more point one, it was malay. Point two, I went to mikveh. I hadn't measured something, and now I measure again, and it's chaser. So perhaps you have to figure out. It could it be that another way to read Tosfos is Cheskes Marakama is chashiva tfei because Cheskes Marakama doesn't have a chazaka dahashta against it. I know that yesterday the it belonged to the mocher, and it might still belong to the mocher. I don't know. It's a simple 2 point chazaka Cheskes Marakama. While the Cheskes Muberes is a more conflicted 3 point chazaka, because now right, 9 o'clock in the morning the behemoth was Muberes. At 12 o'clock we did the kinyan. I don't know whether it was Muberes. And now we came back, we discovered that it was Yelda. So the shayla, that's why Tosfos said Hashtu the Yelda. But that means it is a Cheskes Muberes, but it's a weaker chazaka, perhaps. It's a weaker chazaka because it has a chazaka dahashta against it. While the cheskes marakama, there's no third point in time. It used to belong to the mocher, and maybe it still does. But I'm not going to say it used to be muberes, and maybe it still is. No, we came back to the barn and it gave birth. So now the question is, when did the change happen? So perhaps the other way to read Tosfos' teretz is that they're saying that even if you understand like the Ketzos, that Cheskes Marakama is a chazaka de meikara, it's a stronger chazaka de meikara than the Cheskes Muberes, because the Cheskes Muberes has the second observation, now it was Yolda. Perhaps you have to look more into the world of chazaka de meikara and see, is that true? Is that true that when you have chazaka mul chazaka, so we would say that this type of chazaka is weaker than the other type? So I don't know enough Shev Shmaitza. I got to look in the opening Sugya Nida. Got to look in the Shev Shmaitza. Got to figure out. Perhaps it would be interesting if you can find the Ktsos right in Ktsos or Shev Shmaitza. Indeed, that this type of chazaka is stronger than the other. That would be fantastic, because that would be the Ktsos's way to understand the Teretz to Tosfos's kasha. As an aside, one more side point in this Tosfos, but it's going to soon be important. Leaving aside for the moment the world of the Ketzos and the Kuntzos HaSfekas and the nature of Chazak and the Meikara, nature of Cheskes Marakama. We're going to get back to that in a moment. I just want to make one other side point in this Tosfos. This little vim Tomer Ve'eshloma. Just notice something else in the Kasha. There's something that Tosfos... There's a term that the Gemara has, but that Tosfos does not mention explicitly in their Ve'im Tomer, but their Ve'im Tomer is giving us a very fascinating insight into that concept. It was one of the open questions we had left off with when we learned the Gemara. What is Tosfos telling me about Yachloku? Now, I don't think Tosfos uses the word Yachloku explicitly in the Vim Tomer. But what's Tosfos in their Kasha? They're giving me an insight into a Chiddush in terms of Yachloku. Let's think together. What did Tosas say again? Tosas kasha was, why did the Gemara have to say the only way to understand our Mishnah, which says, Yachloku, it has to be Sumchas. Why? Because the Chacham should have said, you follow Marakama? No! But the kasha was, the Cheskas Marakama is neutralized by the opposing Cheskas Mubaris. And the Tarot say it doesn't neutralize, but the kasha was, it neutralizes. Yeah, and therefore? Bingo, very good. Right, we had left as an open question when we started learning the Gemara, and we're not sure where the hierarchy ends. For Sumchus, it seems like there's Muchzak Dahashta, at least according to the beginning of Tosfos. Some Rishonim disagree. There's Muchzak Dahashta, there's no Muchzak Dahashta, and the answer is Yachloku. An open Safik Maman Yachloku. Okay, the only two options. And we had left open for the Chachamim, we're missing what's the third option, right? If there's a Muchzak Dahashta, he gets it. If there's no Muchzak Dahashta, then Marakama gets it. What if there's no Marakama? What if there's no Marakama? So Tosus implies no Marakama, then Yachloku. In other words, the Chacham accept that the backstop, the default, is going to be Yachloku. When all else fails, you're going to say Yachloku. They just have more things that they layer on before you get to the Yachloku. Sumchus, perhaps, Machlokus Rishon, and Tosus assumes, even Sumchus agrees, Muksuk works. There's no Muksuk, say Yachloku. Chacham also agree, ultimately you get to Yachloku. Just they say, in addition to Muksuk working, Marakama also works. So step for Chachamim, step one is Muchzuk, and then if not, then option number two is Yachloku. For the Chachamim, and Muchzuk. If not, then number two is Marakama. And if not, then apparently number three is Yachloku. So that's, again, as I said before, it's a chiddush of Tosas about a concept that they didn't even mention. They didn't explicitly say Yachloku, but in the context of the Gemara, obviously that's what they're talking about. That's the Psak. Lukma kirabana means lukma the yachloku kirabana. So, and that's going to be our Pesach into Cheskas Habatim Daflam and Daflam and Hey, because the Gemara there is that is the sugya. Zer Moshe Avosai is the sugya. What do you do when there's no Muchzak and no Marakam? So Tosis is already getting started by saying, then even the Chacham would agree yachloku. Sometimes. The Gemara Bava Basra is going to say, well, maybe, or maybe we could think of several other options. What could it even be other than Muchzak Marakam Yachloku? The Gemara is going to have other ways to pick one person. There are other ways to choose one person besides, Machil Yachloku means we're divided equally. There might be other ways to choose one person besides the Muchzak Marakama, and there might also be other potential outcomes aside from one person gets it and they split it. So you can imagine that. That's where we're headed in Lama Dalad Lama Hei. But before we move forward, I want to wrap up this sugya by moving backwards. Because I want to take this insight of this chakira that the Kuntz HaSfekas and the take this chakir, the Kunsha Svekas and the Ketos are clearing about the nature of Chesed Marakama and bring it back to Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. There might be many nafkaminas in this chakir. Stipler gets very excited in several pieces in Kilas Yaakov. He gets very excited about this chakir, this machloek is excited in Kunsha Svekas. Maybe it's nafkamin for Bava Vasa Daf Lama Bay, it's nafkamin over here, over there. Several pieces in Kils Yaakov and Bava Metzia, and the piece in Kils Yaakov and Bava Vasa. There are potentially many nafkaminas, and hopefully we'll come across more. You can begin to think. And you should know, by the way, that just to appreciate how significant Marakama is going to undergird all of Cheskas Habatim. Because even from the drip drop that we saw when we got started, The assumption of Perek Cheskas Habatim is who needs to prove that they're right in a karka case. I'm living on karka and you come and say no, it's really yours, and I say no, I bought it from you. So who needs the burden of proof? Seems to be on whom, offhand.
The person coming and saying that it's
Well, what does the Mishnah say? The guy who's living here right now needs to produce either a shtar or cheskes habatim gimel shanim, which means who's the one who needs to do the proving? The one who's living here now. What's the yichus of the other guy that he's in the default position? He's in Marakama. So in cheskes habatim, in the world of karka, Marakama is incredibly, that's what I say, it undergirds everything. It seems that the default is the Marakama. If I lived in this house 5 years ago, I'm the Marakama, and I'm in a good position. You claim you bought it from me? Prove it. Bring a shtar, bring a cheskes habatim gimel shanim. But again, right, we're going to come back to cheskes habatim. It's just worth appreciating that Marakama, bechalal, we need grounding in Taras HaSveikas to work our way through cheskes habatim. But specifically, Marakama is mamish at the heart of cheskes habatim. So with that, as I said, we're just about ready, Mitzvah, tomorrow to move forward, and that line in Tosfos, the implication of the Kasha in Tosfos, that there is something beyond Muchzak and Marakama. And Tosfos says, if there's no Much, no Marakama, the answer would be Yachaloku, that's going to set us up for the first sugya we're going to see in cheskes habatim. But for now, before we let go of this, one more, there can be many more manifestations of the Ksos and Kunis HaSvegas, but for now, one more. Let's come back to the first line of the Bavas that we saw. Bava Kama Memvav. You remember the Mishnah? Shashanava Sapara, Nimtzu Uber Betzida, and Yadu Mishal Nakha Yalda Mishinagacha Yalda. I don't know. There was an attack. The Shar had attacked the Para. There was a hezek, but I don't know whether the ubar of the para was part of the hezek or had already been born beforehand. I don't know whether the Baal HaShar, the mazik, is only liable for damage to the mother, or is he even liable for damage to the vlad? So what does the Mishnah say about the... We know he has to, since it's carrying, you only pay chatzi nezek, we know he has to pay chatzi nezek in terms of the damage done to the mother, but we're not sure whether or not you owe chatzi nezek on the damage done to the vlad. So what is the Mishnah paskin? Yachloku. That's how you pay half of chatzi nezek is revia nezek. Right? The Mishnah says you pay chatzi nezek on the para and revia nezek, half of the chatzi nezek on the vlad. So the Gemara had said what? I'm reviewing Amr Shmuel, this should be familiar. The Mishnah basically says yachloku. You pay half of the chatzi nezek. That's somchus. Mama went to b'sal to kolkin. Abba the chachamin. Chachamin say no. Amotim mechere of arayis. It's called gal b'din. Amotim mechere of arayis. If you're not sure if the shor was mazik the vlad or not, then you don't pay anything. You're suing me for money. You have to prove that I owe you the money. Okay. Now Tosfos, in Dir Maschal Shor, the opening Tosfos, as a kasha. He says, now that we learned Bava Metzia Dafka, we couldn't have learned this before, but now we learned Bava Metzia Dafka. Tema, the Perek HaShoh El Mashma, the second Gemara that we've seen in the Bavas, Bava Metzia Dafka. The Lo Arma Simchaz Yachloku Ela Ba'omed Ba'aga. Ah, this is Rabbeinu Shmuel from the beginning of the Tosfos in Bava Metzia. The Simchaz agrees to what? Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya. The problem is, but look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia sounds like that, because no Ella. But the Gemara in Bava Kama says, the Chachamim hold of Mukhzak, but Sumchus holds of Yachloku. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. In Bava Metzia, the fact there was no Ella gave me the impression, again, that Machlokes Rishonim, but Bava Tosfos certainly are into this idea that even Sumchus accepts Mukhzak. He doesn't accept Marakama necessarily, but Mukhzak. If Yachloku is when there's no Mukhzak. Yeah, but then how do you say the Gemara here? The Gemara here seems to say Beferish. Chacham says you follow Mukhzak, and Simcha says, no, Yachloku. Right? There's a Mukhzak here. There's a Mukhzak. So Tosfos says, so again, if you held like the other, the Chachmei Svarad, that Simchus doesn't hold a muchzuk, And either the Gemara does have the Girsa Ella or it doesn't, but it means the same thing. Okay, that works well with Bav and Kama Daf Mem Vav. But Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said there's a missing Ella and we're Madaik in it. That means the Simchas agrees. If there's a Muktzuk, Muktzuk wins. So Nachamal in Tosfos Bav and Kama now. Tema the Perak HaShalom, the eighth Perak above Metzia. Mashma, it would seem, again, it's only Mashma, because again, it's a diuk from the missing Ella. The Amar Sum was Yachloku, Ella ba'omid ba'agam. Sum only says Yachloku if there's no Muchzuk Tahashtev. It's Omid ba'agam, it's out in public land. Where? Gavya Machel Parabachamar. The Mishnah we saw in Bavazir Dav Kuf. Why? Now he goes through the whole Shtikal Torah. The parech b'gemara ma'yachloku. The Gemara asks why yachloku. Next, b'shus the man kaima. Let's see who's a muchzav. Shmuel said ba'omid ba'agam. And then the parech nuk mecheskes marakama. Hamani sumchus. He said with la'omer ella, same as the opening of Tosas and Bavatia. They didn't say al mashma la'adu mishinu ka. We're not backing off the first terrace. Tosas answers well. Hachta hacha ikula ukmi ba'omid ba'agam. Tosas answers, they bring in a machlekes Rabbi Akiva Yishmael from earlier about the details of how Chatzi Nezek works by Karen. I don't want to get involved in that. It's sort of a orthogonal to what we're talking about. But more or less orthogonal. But Tosas says, the answer is, here too, Omed Ba'agam. The Gemara never said it in Bava Kama. In Bava Metzia, the Gemara said Omed Ba'agam. And Tosas Mechash, but it must be here also, Omed Ba'agam, because after all, Sumchas. In other words, Tosas says, it must be that here too, we're dealing with, a case where there's no Muxa. That's what Tosas says. It must be, since I was Madaik in Bava Metzia Dav Kuf, that Sumchas admits that when there's a Muxak Dahashta wins, he only says, Yachlok with no Muxak Dahashta. Tosas says, it must be, even though the Gemara didn't spell it out, but it must be here also in Bava Kama. It must be it's a case where there's no Muchzak Da'ashta. Now, Ad Kan Divrei Tosas. But there's a remarkable implication in Tosas. You could cheshbon through the Tosas, or you could look in the Rashi. Both are good things to do. Take a look, Rabbi Yisrael. Take a look in the opening Rashbe in Shar Shenokach Zapara. Zudim Reisumchus. It's in the, you have a copy of it in the Maram Komet packet. Chacham Avotech Araya Tema. Tema. Perakash Shol Mashur Lomer Sumchus Elbow Men Zvagam. Rashbe is more concise. He said, look, in Bavitzia Dapkov, Perakash Shol is the eighth paragraph of Bavitzia, it would seem that Sumchus only says, well, Men Zvagam. Habimuchzuk balo. But if there's actually a muchzuk tfisa dahashta, then even Sumchus agrees you follow muchzuk yon tziyachogu. Kemosha kasafti sham. Look at what I wrote there, similar to what Tosas wrote. So watch what he said. Yesh lomar, dochanai vamez ba'agam. So he said, oh, like Tosas. Here too, it must be somed ba'agam. And then the Rashi writes one more line. The afa pishit kara'uhu. This is going to be emet squared. Afa pishe kara'uhu motzi l'divrei chachamim. He said, one second, the Rashba says, but we're calling him the motzi, according to hamotzi mechaver of araya. Meaning, you just told me, Tosfos, that even though the Gemara didn't specify it explicitly here, but the case is a case of omid ba'agam. I mean, there's no muchzak da'ashta. That's why Sumchus says yachloku. But then the Gemara does not forget. But now plug that into the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on and say, but the Chacham disagree. Why? Hamotzi mechaver of araya. But there's no muchzuk. So how do you have a muchzuk? There's no muchzuk dahashta. The answer must be, what does the Chacham mean when they say hamotzi mechaver of araya? What type of muchzuk? Marakama. Afa bishet kara'u motzi divrei chachamim. Even though we call him a motzi and a muchzuk, but it's omid ba'agam. You know why we said a muchzuk right here? Because the original owner, the owner of the shar, is like a muchzuk. Even though the shar is out ba'agam, Machazikim over Cheskas son. We give a status of mutar. Ukeda Amrinon v'nukme becheskas mare kama. Wow. And I would point out, Rashba makes the point that Emmet makes made plus. Because above Mitzia, maybe you could say, it's a little bit, it's more than a little bit dachan. It didn't really mean it's a din of Amitim of Rai. It just meant phenomenologically, it's the same practical output that he's going to hold on to it. But even if you want to say the language is Lav Davka above Mitzia, which is dachak, but here, not only did we say Hamotzim Echadel of Haraya, but this is the catalyst, as we saw, for the whole sugya of the source and the scope of Hamotzim Echadel of Haraya. It's not just a line that we use Lav Davka. We then go on to talk about Kal Gal B'din, Enochem Amunachar, Mavshem Enochem Acharov. It's here. And then we said, what's the mucker? Here. If invoking Hamotzim Echadel of Haraya and explain why the Chum disagree with Sumchas is just a loose use of a term, just to mean, practically speaking, the Marakama holds on to it, well, then it would never spark all of this. It's very clear. Zekah Gal B'din is being invoked in this context. It's saying that's the mark of what? Ein Halchem Amun Acharon. The Rashba says, if you accept the position of Tosfos in both Bava Metzia Daf Kuf and Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, that what? The Sumchus agrees that Muchzuk, that you follow Muchzuk, he just disagrees about Marakama. That means that this sugya is talking about Marakama, which Tosray points out. But then you have to unpack that. You could have thought, once you see the Rashi, you realize that that's really licked in Tosfos. That's what flows from Tosfos. The Rashi laid it out. Mamash Befeirish, like the Kuntras Hasfekas. Mamash, that's this black and white, the Kuntras Hasfekas. The whole original sugya in Halacha Bava Acharov, this is not the only place in the Shas where it appears, but this is one of the major places where it's invoked. It was said in the context of Marakama. And in the context of Marakama, the Gemara said, oh, where does the holy Hamotzim Echadel of Haraya come from? Oh, Apostolic Asvara. Wow. Clearly, it's hard to imagine a more robust statement of the Kuntras Hasfekas' understanding of Cheskas Marakama than this Rashba. And the way the Rashba is reading the Gemara. So as I said, the Tosfos Kuntras Hasfekas debate the nature of Cheskas Marakama. As I told you, there may be numerous nafkaminas, aside from what's the stance of Rov against Cheskas Marakama and what's the stance of Chazaka against Cheskas Marakama. But certainly, a third nafkamina is, can you say that Sumchus accepts Muchzak? Because this is nafkamina in Cheshbon, the third nafkamina. If you accept that Sumchus, if you think that Sumchus accepts Muchzak, then L'chora, as Tosfos pointed out, you're going to be forced to say that the sugya in Bava Kama is talking about Cheskas Marakama, which means the Gemara is very clearly introducing in Halacha Bava Acharov in the context of Cheskas Marakama. Shkoyach. We will emerge and proceed to Bava Vav.
Emmet, we gotta go.
Cheskas Habatim Bekim.